shoreline angling can have its challenges. We have tips to improve your success next on Western Life Radio.
Y'all might think that a day on the lake is all fun and the sun on your bum, but you, my friends, are incorrect. Today, we're gonna feel the burn together while Roar gets you ready for a safe day on the lake. Not only do life jackets save your lives, but they make you look amazing. Let's get started. This first routine is an important one. You gotta zip it. Gotta zip it. Gotta click it. Zip it. Click it. Look at you, Terry.
Oh yeah, guys got it.
Fly down the boat. Wave to the boat. Scream for help. Help! What's wrong, Terry?
I just can't swim good.
Oh, that's okay, little bird. That's what this is for.
Oh.
Woo. Thanks to my exercises, I think you're ready for a safe day on the lake. Just remember, always wear your life jacket.
Become a certified good guy or gal. Get your concealed firearms permit. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Improve the odds of connecting with fish. George Summer with the Utah Boating Advisory Council shares tips for those that fish the shoreline.
Because it's typically a little cooler at night, I would get there first thing in the morning. As soon as you can, get set up. And as the water warms up, those fish typically move further out. So a lot of times you're feeding along the bank first thing in the morning. And then as you move out, then it may, if it gets too hot, they're going to be out of where you can get to them. But at least you have an opportunity by getting there early to catch some of those fish that are feeding early. And then another thing people can do is, usually when you're shore fishing, you're fishing in a flat area, which those fish will come up and feed on the flat first thing in the morning, or if it's a full moon, they'll be there all night. And as they move off, if there's deeper water adjacent to that flat area, that's where they're going to go, because that deeper water is going to be cooler. So move along the bank. It's 5 feet deep here, but it's 20 feet deep over there. I'm going to start on the 5 foot deep until it starts to warm up. And then I'm going to go over and start fishing that 20 foot zone or somewhere in between as they move into that deeper water. And I'll adjust my presentation accordingly so that I'm at the right depth where those fish are going to be.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.